With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Tornado ripping through parts of Nebraska, destroying homes near Omaha. A number of twisters reported throughout Nebraska and Iowa, and forecasters say parts of the Midwest and South could see more rough weather over the weekend. There are growing concerns the college student protest over the war in Gaza may be creating some tough new challenges for President Biden. Here's the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president continues to resist calls to cut off U.S. support for Israel, which has angered liberal lawmakers and Arab Americans. The protests at Columbia University in New York and other campuses also raise questions about Mr. Biden's lagging support from young voters. The White House hopes the protests are a passing distraction, while some worry the protests could carry all the way to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago this summer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, retired Navy Admiral James Stavridis predicting some big changes in Ukraine's favor over the next year, thanks to the military hardware being provided by Uncle Sam.
Much more ammunition, and that's going to ramp up as the year goes on. F-16s will be operating in numbers, probably 45 of them by that time.
Stavridis tells the Salem Radio Network Ukraine's new weapons will not only stop the Russian advance, but may force Vladimir Putin to the bargaining table.
ATACMS, the long-range surface-to-surface missiles, will be striking Crimea. Drones purchased by Ukraine, built by Ukraine in many cases, better cyber, all of that.
Biden administration once again delaying a plan that would have banned menthol cigarettes. This is SRN News. Well, the center of global Christianity is shifting.
Sociologist Dr. Gina Zerlo, who specializes in the study of religious demographics, says 44% of the world's Christians now reside in Africa. A century ago, 82% of believers lived in the global north. That's Europe, the U.S., and Canada. Today, 67% of them live in the global south, which includes Africa, Asia, and Latin America. Dr. Zerlo presented her findings to the recent gathering of the Global Christian Forum. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lot of Americans are embracing astrology. A new Harris poll finds more than 60% of people say astrology provides comfort in uncertain times by serving as a reassuring friend, those seeking guidance. Majorities of poll residents say they have consulted or would consult the stars for self-care and health advice. This is SRN News. Some reassuring news. The flu season is winding down.
Medical visits for flu-like illnesses dip below the threshold for what's considered an active flu season for 3 weeks straight. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Other indicators like hospitalizations and patient testing also show low and declining activity. No state is reporting a high amount of flu activity, but New England is seeing the kind of patient traffic that's usually associated with an active flu season right now. Since the beginning of October, there have been at least 34 million illnesses, 380,000 hospitalizations, and 24,000 deaths from the flu. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
California Senate candidate Adam Schiff getting a first-hand look at crime. He had his luggage stolen on a trip to San Francisco this week when his car was broken into while parked in a downtown lot. More details at SRNNews.com.